Hello. Welcome to the Woman Christian CEO Podcast, the inspirational podcast designed for women of faith. Here is your host, Shea Shazinga.
Well, welcome back, everyone, to the Woman Christian CEO Podcast. I'm so super excited today. We have an awesome, powerful guest today that's going to be talking to us. I'm not going to even going to tell the topic yet because I want her to tell it. Miss Felicia Duncan, who is an anointed speaker. She is a powerhouse realtor and broker. And I'm so excited for her to be sharing her journey with us today. But before we get into our conversation, I want to share a little bit more about who is the Woman Christian CEO and what we do. Well, we own the Woman Christian CEO Life Coach School. We help women launch their coaching business by helping you package your knowledge, your expertise, creating wealth, serving your amazing community and tribe. We really believe in the life coaching platform because it is a great vehicle to create real transformation. So if you are interested in launching your life coaching business, just go to thewomanchristianceo.com. You can learn all about our services and how we can support and serve you in building a profitable, thriving business. Now, enough of that. I am ready to introduce this anointed woman. She is a woman Christian CEO who's walking out her purpose, serving people and helping their dreams become a reality. So welcome, Miss Felicia Duncan.
Thank you, Shea, for having me. I'm excited to be here.
I am so excited that you are here and that you are a part of this community. So I've been knowing you, I want to say maybe a couple of years now. Mm-hmm. And I can't remember how exactly, someone recommended you. That's what it was. We had got connected and we've been connected ever since. And so thank you. So tell us a little bit about you today.
So like you said, my name is Felicia Duncan. I am a Bay Area native.
Come on.
Born and raised in Oakland, went through the entire Oakland Public School District. So I am a product of public schools. I'm a lover of people. I'm a lover of God. I'm a mother of a 25-year-old who is off my payroll. To God be the glory for that. And I'm a business owner who has a heart for helping people in any way possible. And my industry in particular is real estate. I'm a licensed real estate broker. I love the work that I do. I love how my work is able to impact the community in the way that it does. That's me.
And you know what? I love it because I love when you share how you really help people realize their dreams and owning their home. Because, that is something that we all strive for, a piece of the American pie, as they say, mm-hmm. and it's ownership. But you also have a powerful message. And I need you to talk about this message because this is what we need to do before we get in our house or on our way to it. So please tell us what that is.
Okay. So in 4 years ago, the Lord put it on my heart as I sat in church one day to help people to get their business affairs in order. And so it was almost an audible voice in that he was saying, I'm going to use you to help people get their houses in order. Mm. And when I began to look around, just not even far, Shay, it was, my friends, my family, people who I had worked with. As I looked around, what I noticed was that people were jacked up. People were in situations that they didn't have to be in. And because of the fact that, most of the time people just don't know what to do. Mm-hmm. But in other cases, people just don't want to make the changes because everybody thinks that they have more time. So as I began to think about mm-hmm. how I could help or what I could do, it was like, I need to help people get their houses in order. And so I created a program, it's a 2-hour workshop that consists of helping people to identify areas in their lives that they need to look into mm-hmm. And address and to take them really seriously because of the inevitable. So, you know, the areas that we cover include real estate, it includes life estate planning, insurance, as well as helping people to invest in their future, right? So, you know, what I was seeing was that people were getting to retirement age and they couldn't afford to retire. Mm. Or people had been paying rent and living in apartments for 20 years and not owning, you know, or not taking in or not having any ownership in, right. in that space. And what I began to see was, you know, if someone asks you to leave and you're renting their place, guess what? You got to go. Right. And one of the things that I just sort of feel like the work will do is it will help people to not focus on, it's not a get rich thing. This is about getting your house in order, is about having a peace of mind, right? It's about having a situation come up in your life and being able to take care of it because you have planned accordingly. Mm. And, you know, the reality is the inevitable will happen. People will die, you know, people will lose their jobs. People will even face injury, right? And in some cases become incapacitated. And in those situations, you want to be in a place where you can rely on your own resources and not the resources of others. Because what happens is people have to do a GoFundMe account to help you with your situation. Well, that's a little embarrassing, or at least it was for me, you know, as I began to look at, like, how do I want to show up in this life that God has given me as a woman of God, as a woman who, you know, goes to church and pay my tithes and give my offering. But wait a minute, I can't afford to take care of my business. That was out of order to me. It didn't make sense. It was just totally out of order. So this work of helping people to get their houses in order, it comes with a free ticket of peace, a free ticket of, you know, a peace of mind that surpasses, you know, buying purses, you know, going on trips that you can't afford, living in places you can't afford to live, driving cars you can't afford to drive. But knowing that you can take care of yourself is a great reward at the end of the day. And God charges us to do that.
Yes.
He gives us the resources, and sometimes we squander. And, you know, and I come from a place of experience. So I'm not just saying what I saw in others. I'm talking about what I lived. Right. You know, I was spending money that I had no business spending. I mean, right. I always spent more than I had. And I always would buy, and, you know, in an effort to appear to be a certain way or to keep up with the Joneses. And what I realized was, all of that was so short-lived, and it was such a vicious cycle. Right. And then, you know, before you look up, you 50 years old and ain't got, you know, a bed, a place to lay your head, and a dollar in the bank in the event that you, you know, were thinking about retiring. Right. So now you're forced to work until you good and old when you don't want to. So, you know, the work itself is centered around either you make a plan for yourself.
Right.
Or someone will make a plan for you, right? Yes. So if you don't make a plan for yourself, someone gonna give you a funeral that you probably wouldn't want. You're gonna be living in a place you probably don't want to stay. Mm-hmm. You're probably gonna be working longer than you want to work because you didn't make a plan. So getting your house in order is about, you know, getting your business affairs in order, dealing with those legal issues, and making sure that you can say at the end of the day, if something happened to me, I would be okay.
Wow. You know what? You dropped so much knowledge right now. I'm like, woo. But listen, I love it because, and I've always been attracted to your message. Even for me, I started really looking even more. Okay, I got insurance. We got a little saving, but there were still some holes that I needed to fill. Like, okay, because what if something happened to me? Do I have where my money is going to go? Who gets it? What, you know, how do they know what to do if something does happen to me? I own a whole business. You know, what happens to that business? What happened to the clients who paid money? And I'm, you know, I'm not going nowhere, y'all. I'm just saying, those are important things to think about, to prepare and be insured so the business is protected and the customers are protected.
And you bring up a very valid point. If something happens to me, I don't want what I wanted for my life to be a burden to my daughter didn't ask for this. Right. My daughter didn't ask for this, so she shouldn't have to close this out in a way that brings more grief to her.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, that's your business. Your husband shouldn't have, he should know where all the stuff is to be able to do whatever it is you want done with the business at the end of the day, so that he doesn't want to. And that's, you know, in getting your house in order, it's taking the burden off of those around you, right? Taking the burden, because, you know, death isn't the only thing that could happen.
Right.
There are other things that could happen that other people will have to deal with, right? If you had a medical situation and you don't have a medical directive, people are going to be busy fighting. Your mama going to say something, your husband going to say something else, and you're going to be sitting there on the, you know, whatever, like, hello, can y'all decide
what y'all
what y'all going to do? So having stuff like a medical directive in place, a will, a trust, proper insurance, having, you know, something as simple as this was new and came up for me. I have a friend who was closing out the estate of a family member. They didn't have no passwords. They didn't have no passwords, girl. She died with all the passwords. So girl, they can't do nothing. They can't, they can't tell the Facebook group that she did. They can't
do nothing.
They can't do nothing. And we hold these things as if they're gold. But at the end of the day, someone should know. You don't have to tell everybody or somebody you don't trust, but somebody should know where to go to look in the book, to pull up the email, something so that they can handle your affairs in the event that you can't.
Oh my God, this is so awesome. So, okay, so you, I'm telling you, dropped some nuggets right now. So let me ask you this. With all that you have said, and just say, for instance, some people don't have nothing together. Where would they start first? What would be the first thing?
So the first place people would start would be with, I think the estate planning piece is a critical component. You don't have to go to an attorney to have a long, drawn out, you know, costly situation. You can actually, you know, go online and pull up a will for yourself. A will will help you while you're alive.
Right.
But a trust helps you upon death, right?
Okay.
So you could start there. You can start with an insurance policy that is just enough to cover your burial, right? Just enough to cut. You don't need, so with insurance, people oftentimes are confused with, or they get sort of paralyzed by the fact that I need $1 million policy. Well, no, that's for the people that's alive right now. But if you did, you just need to have a respectable service.
Right.
We just need $10,000 at this point. We just need $10,000 at this point. And something as simple as that can cost the price of something like the replacement of a cup of Starbucks. You know what I mean? A replacement of a dinner out once a month. You know what I mean?
Right.
So it's not like these things are expensive. It's just that when people don't know, they appear to be very overwhelming. And so instead of doing something, they do nothing. And so the initial step would be call an insurance broker. Get the basics on those around you. And if you don't want to have to, you know, deal with the same type of burden from someone else's situation, start pulling your circle in. My family know. I'm like, look, if I'm going to teach this message to you all, and at the end of the day, if you don't have no insurance money, I'm, because I ain't about to, and I didn't already told you, you know what
yes,
I mean? So
absolutely.
It's like, no, come on, we need to be able. So, you know, they initially would be sick and tired of hearing it, but at the same, oh, I got my insurance now. Good job. Right. Like good
absolutely.
Mission accomplished. mission accomplished.
Absolutely. And you know what, as women, Christian CEO, because this is our show, all of these things are necessary. They're really non-negotiable.
Exactly.
And so what happens, we don't put these things as a priority. We don't put these things as a priority. So, you know, I'm a pastor's kid. I think your dad's in ministry as well. And so when you grow up in church, I literally heard my dad preach almost every other message. Please get insurance. Please get insurance. And because we've seen so many people, unfortunately, who passed on that did not have insurance, which left the burden of the family who's coming to the church, who's trying to get money to help bury their family member. And it caused so much tension and even strife. So as a business owner, it's really important that in your starting a business, this conversation is not even talked about, and making sure your business is and you are insured that will cover your business. So let me ask you this. What has been the hardest lesson you have to learn in the entrepreneurial journey building this part of your business?
I think the hardest lesson I had to learn was actually getting myself in a position where I can talk about this and not feel hypocritical, right? So that was the hardest part, because I knew that, you know, I knew that I needed to, you know, save for retirement, but I'm like, I want all my check, you know what I mean? And so that was the hardest part for me, like making sure that, you know, and I will tell you that when I started this journey, my pillars didn't all line up. It's enough of me going to this and like, okay, you know, or seeing situations where I would be like, I don't want that to be me. I don't want my daughter to have to do a GoFundMe account. You know what I mean? I don't want to be, you know, 75 years old and having to work over choosing to work. You know what I mean? I don't want that. And I think that that retirement piece really resonates with me in that, you know, I'm as a Christian woman CEO, I want to do this so that this can take care of me one day. I don't want to do this that at the end of my retirement, it's nothing to leave behind. Right. So then this requires planning, right? Like it requires planning. And that was one of the things that I had to, it was very difficult for me because I am very spontaneous. And so it's very difficult for me to develop the kind of discipline I needed to start to just take that money off that check and pay it no matter what, put it into that retirement account no matter what, you know, call insurance woman, get that. Girl, my insurance was from back before I had a daughter. That ain't gonna cover my current expenses. So I had to make that adjustment. I did own a house upon entering into the journey, but even that was out of order. So if something happened to it, my family, you know, would have been trying to sort it out, figure it out, and all of that. And getting your house in order is nothing more than just coming up with a plan. It's not rocket science. It's a plan. And you have to, you know, deal with those small pillars. But for me, I was an avoider. I avoided that.
Oh, girl, you're dropping it.
You know, I was an avoider. I was like, you know, this is what most people think. I'll have time to do that later. I'll have time to do that later. And you look up and you're 48 years old. And you'd be like, so when you gonna start? How much later? So I think for me, it was putting my own self in a position where I was not only teaching this or sharing this information, but I was actually living it.
Absolutely. I love that, because you had to position yourself to make sure that you are walking the walk and talking the talk, right? And I can't even count how many entrepreneurs who pretend to be doing something and they're not doing it. And so it's important that we walk this thing out and be an example. Even for me, I remember when we really went full time being in business, there was a lot of things out of order. I'm like, and I remember praying this prayer. This is the honest God truth. I said, now, Lord, I'm not going to be out here in this business and this stuff is ragged. I need to get my stuff in order. And I made a commitment. I said, I will be a good steward. When you start blessing, the business is growing. I made a commitment to be disciplined and to be a good steward of what he gave me. And so slowly but surely, I start putting those things in order. And now I still got a few more things to go, but I'm definitely not where I was, you know.
Right. And putting things in order in that, as it relative to that, it increases your confidence. You know, and you be like, my stuff together. What? Bring it. Y'all want to have a conference? What? Let's do it. You got your stuff together.
Yeah, I love it. Another thing, talk to us about the pillar. What are the pillars?
So the pillars of getting your house in order are all centered around building and maintaining wealth. So this is not a get rich
Right.
Scheme. This mm-hmm. does not happen overnight, but it is about building and maintaining wealth. So the first pillar of that includes real estate. Mm. So if you are able to own your own property mm-hmm. In which you, whether you live in it or you rent it out or whatever the case may be, what happens over the time is that you build equity in that property, therefore constantly building wealth for yourself. Well, real estate is an excellent vehicle for building wealth. Mm-hmm. So making sure that you own the place you lay your head. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's the first step. So then once you get that, now you need to focus on protecting that asset. Mm-hmm. So putting it in a trust, putting it in a vehicle that is recognized by the courts as being a legal, sort of a legal component mm-hmm. of protecting you or doing what you want done as it relates to that. So that's that whole estate planning piece, right? Right. And it doesn't even have to just be a house. It could be your really nice bag. Like what if something mm-hmm. happened to you, what do you want to happen to those Louis? Right. You know, if something happened, where those diamond rings going? Who getting that necklace? You know right. what I mean? Mm-hmm. And for men, it could be that those tools, it could yes. be those cars, right? So right. incorporating all of those things into a trust. And then you want to make sure that your insurance pillar is in place
yes.
because your insurance pillar is going to provide extra resources mm-hmm. for those that you love or even for yourself in the event of the inevitable. So if yeah. you are self-employed and you, you know, lose your job or you lose your income, if you have the right kind of insurance, that income can be replaced without you worrying about how you're going to make it. So for the hairdressers and, you know, all of us entrepreneurs. Mm-hmm. And so that insurance piece also will protect your baby. So if you have kids and mm-hmm. something happens to you, think about if you have kids under 18, your insurance could actually, if something happened to you, your insurance could take them through college.
Wow.
If you do it right, opposed to something happened to you and then someone else having to deal with the burden of figuring out, you know, how your child will live. And it could even be a special needs child, right? So it doesn't, you know, with the special needs, if something happens to the caregiver, how are we going to care for or our elderly parents, right? So that insurance component is there for that. And then you have to make sure that along with the real estate piece, that your loan, that you have a loan that you can afford, that you're entering into a loan situation that is not so overwhelming. Mm-hmm. You know, I always tell people, you know, buy a house you can afford, not a house like your friends. You know, buy what you can afford and not like yeah. your friends.
Come on.
And then the final piece is your financial planning piece. You know, it's one thing to be able to budget your day to day, but it's another thing to be able to look at your money today and mm-hmm. figure out how you're going to make that work for you in the future.
Right.
And so making sure that, you know, financially, let me look at this bigger picture. Mm-hmm. When do I want to retire?
Right.
Where do I want to live when I retire? What kind of expenses do I want to cover when I retire? Mm-hmm. So making sure that piece is in place. So it's the real estate, the loans, the insurance, the investments, and the estate planning. All five of those are the five pillars of getting your house in order.
I love, 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 love. So everyone who's listening in, what you want to do is come to Felicia Duncan's workshop. Mm-hmm. And she's going to talk more and go into depth about these pillars and having the resources available for you so you'll know where to go and how to get started. And I am encouraging every woman Christian to you who's listening to this. It is, especially in 2020, right? What time? We don't have no time left. It
yeah.
is more time. There's no time to say, oh, I'll do it next year or I'll do it in 6 months. The time is now. To making mm-hmm. sure that we are putting things in place to protect our family as well as ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So what is one of the greatest rewards as an entrepreneur on this journey that you have?
I have two. Yeah. One in particular is being able to share this information and know that this is the will of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Like I know without a shadow yeah. of a doubt that I was born to do this. This is my jam. Okay. This is it.
Yeah.
You know, this is the work that I'm called to do. So I take joy in that primarily because with knowing that I see the Lord move in the process. I see God transform lives in the process. You know, I see people enter into places and they'd be like, girl, my situation was jacked up. Then I got my house in order. Now I don't worry about this and I don't worry about that. And so yeah. That is one great reward. And I think overall in being an entrepreneur, you know, I was the type of person where it's hard for me to work for people. I don't want you to tell me what to do.
Right.
You know? I'll be like, I might need to run the North Shore's at lunch. So you can't tell me I only got an hour.
Right.
So I like the independence that I have in setting sort of this schedule.
Yeah.
You know, just sort of my day to day. I like the fact that I am responsible for, there is no limit on my income potential. None. There is no limit on my income. There is no. So the mornings I don't want to wake up. You know, I can't be expecting no check.
Right.
But when I wake up and hit the ground running, I'm expecting a check. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so I think that that's one of it. And I mean, in all honesty, Shaya, God has been beyond good to Felicia Nicole Duncan. Beyond good to Felicia Nicole Duncan. And you know, this journey, the world of real estate has been the vehicle used to get to this calling. But I don't have no complaints.
Come on.
I don't have any complaints when it comes to this work and the work that God is doing for me. And that in itself is the ice, you know, the cherry on top.
Right, right. You know what? What I hear too is you're really operating in your gift. You're really operating in the talents that he has poured into you from your expertise and your knowledge. And that's where the Bible says your gift will make,
room for you. Your gifts will kick in the door.
Right.
Clear the way.
Yes.
And allow hurdles to be moved for you. And, you know, and your gifts will not only do that, but God will put you before people and he will make you great.
Yes.
You will, at the end of the day, you will say some stuff and you'll look back and be like, huh?
Right.
Who was that?
Yeah.
Who was that? The power of the Holy Ghost working in you as you tap into what you know God has called you to do.
Amen. And so listen, the reason why I want her to reiterate that, if you're a woman Christian CEO and you're not operating in your gift, you are missing out on what he's created for you to flourish, for you to be successful. It is the indication, this is how I want you to move forward. And then you're hearing the results of what that looks like. You're hearing about that. So Felicia, thank you for sharing about that. So what advice will you give an aspiring entrepreneur who's trying to get started?
So I think the advice I would give would be to really tune into your focusing on your lane, right? So I think in this journey, oftentimes, especially given the world of social media, I think that people get distracted by other people's, you know, situation and calling. And one of the things that I will tell a new entrepreneur to do is don't get caught up in unhealthy self-comparison.
Girl, I need to run around this room. Say that again.
Because it doesn't matter what the other person is doing. It's enough for everybody. God said that he will do exceedingly and abundantly above all you could ask for or think. And so with that in mind, it, you know, you can look at other people and be like, oh, okay, that's how they doing it. Let me, you know, check it out. Get your, learn something and, you know, encourage them and support them and all of that. But don't compare yourself to that, whether up or down, because God is the one that's going to give the increase. And you don't know where he's taking you in that journey. So like for me as a realtor, there are realtors in this, you know, in my general vicinity that do more business than me, that, you know, appear to sell bigger houses than me, whatever the case may be. But I'd be like, that's their stuff, not mine.
I know.
I draw a circle around myself and I deal with what's going on in that circle.
Yeah.
I can't be looking in other people's circle trying to figure out. And it's a trick of the enemy to do so, because now you're distracted. Now you thinking the grass is green on the other side and you don't know what they did to get that house. You don't know what they did to get that client.
Right.
You don't know what they did to get that deal. So just, you know, focus on everything that's going on in your circle. Get rid of that unhealthy comparison and really trust God in the process if you feel that it's what he's called you to do.
Wow. I know I was being, you know, being funny about running around the room, but that unhealthy comparison, I really feel like it's such an epidemic, truthfully.
Yeah, it's the trick of the enemy.
It's a trick of the enemy that really gets us caught up. And we're trying to figure out what someone else is doing. Look what she's doing, or look what he's doing, or whatever the case is. And you can't even focus on what you need to do to move you forward. And it is it's another form of distraction to keep you distracted. And so by you sharing that, especially for new entrepreneurs and even seasoned ones, you have to decide that, you know what, I am enough. And that what God gave to me, that's mine.
That's mine.
I'm gonna walk that thing out.
Because that's mine.
And it shows up too. Sometimes it shows up, and you're like, you know what? I'm doing the most. Let me get it together.
and it will take root by way of depression. Mm. Right? It will take root by way of depression. So you have to stop that thing in its tracks. Right. I always say, when I see something, and if there's somebody doing something that I admire, I say a prayer for them. I'd be like, bless them, Lord.
Yes.
Lift them up, Jesus. Lift them up, because I know you're not a respecter of person. Oh. I know you're not a respecter of person.
Absolutely, absolutely. Mm. So thank you for sharing that. So this has been awesome today. You have dropped so much wisdom and knowledge in helping us get our house in order. So how can we get more information about what you're doing and attend one of your workshops?
So you can go to my website, which is FeliciaDuncan.com, and then there's information there about, there's a tab there for Get Your House in Order, and then there's an events tab. So you can go to just sort of figure out, we do the events themselves once every quarter, no matter what, and then we will do any additional ones based on invites from the community. The event is absolutely free, so, you know, check that site as frequently as you need to get information on where we will be at any given time. But we do the event. We host them locally every quarter.
I love it. So are you doing anything virtually as well? We can still find it
We just did our first virtual event last Sunday.
Oh, okay.
Had an amazing turnout. We did the virtual event. And it was really a blessing to just sort of see that people, you know, still have the interest to get the information. Mm-hmm. And the information, you know, I will say that with Get Your House in Order, you know, it's not real sexy to hear about, you know.
Right.
You know what I mean? At the end of the day, you fool with me, you be crying when it's over. But you thank God at the same time, because that, you know, those blinders are removed from your eyes, and now you're able to make informed decisions about your future and move forward in faith, knowing that, you know, you've done your part.
Absolutely. And not be afraid to do it. I think a lot of people live in fear or even in embarrassment. Mm-hmm. And there's no need to be embarrassed. We all are building our pillars, all of us. And so some in a different place, some in a different area, but you don't need to feel embarrassed about it.
Not at all. And I tell people that all the time, that it's never too late to get your house in order. You know, it's nothing to be embarrassed about in the process. It's just now that you know, right? Like now that you know, you do better. And that's it. But there's no, you know, it's no condemnation in getting your house in order. No condemnation at all.
Right. And one more thing I'm going to share. I love how you talked about sometimes we want to be satisfied with that cute purse right now. Like, I want some shoes, or I want that purse right now. And so we need to learn the discipline of
delay gratification.
Delay gratification. Absolutely.
Delay gratification. So the delay gratification is the difference between retiring at 55 and retiring at 75.
Come on. Oh.
You decide. Delay gratification is the difference of paying rent and never, ever, ever reaping any benefits. You don't get a write-off to rent.
Right.
You don't get a write-off to rent. You know what I mean? And so delay gratification is the difference of having, you know, making that insurance payment, foregoing that hair appointment, all in the name of making sure that your loved ones are taken care of in the future. Culturally, we weren't taught delay gratification. Culturally, we were taught you get paid on Friday, you broke on Monday, you do it all over again next Friday. Right? And then you try to outdress this person, outdo this person, and, you know, and then go home and eat top ramen, right? And so With delayed gratification, you can live the life you want to live. You just got to sacrifice for a short period of time. You can live the life you want to live. You know, it's like you can have everything you want. You just have to wait. You can't have it. So
all the time. Exactly. And yeah. We're going to end with this. I was thinking, you know, this 10 year, we entered into the new decade. And I started business 10 years ago. And you talking about delayed gratifications. I mean, I didn't get nails done. I wore a ponytail till I don't even know how long. And then I went to just doing what I needed to do to look decent without spending the extra money because I didn't have it, first of all. But when this 10 year hit, I was like, oh yeah, we ready now. But it was delayed gratification because I knew there was a goal that I wanted to be at and financially have myself in position. And so, and while everybody else was on the other side looking in, all what they doing, what she's doing or whatever, and now we reaping the rewards, okay?
Oh yeah, I experienced that as a single mom. I had my daughter at 24 as a single mother, and my friends were going to Cancun. Wow. You know, my friends were living it up, going to Cabo. They were in Jamaica. And girl, I was at the after school program picking my baby up, trying to run to my graduate school class that night because I just, you know, that was just sort of my reality. And it caused, you know, a delay. Right. But I will tell you that God is faithful.
Yeah.
In that today, that ain't my story. Like, I can write a check and not worry about, you. I don't care when you deposit my check. It's going to clear.
Come
you
on,
know, there was a time. There was a day where I'd write a check and I'd walk you to the bank and you better go cash today.
You better do it today.
Look, did you cash my check? Don't play. If you don't cash it, I can't guarantee what's going to happen if you're right. Up and cash it.
Yeah.
But it's been a result of having to delay, mm-hmm. you know, myself. I'm not, you know, I like nice things, but I when I think about spending, you know, $3,500, $5,000 on a purse, I always envision that to cut the years. It makes me, my retirement have to be drawn out.
Wow.
So it's like, man, if I buy that purse, then I ain't gonna be able to retire until I'm 60.
Yeah.
If I do that, I won't be able to retire. You know what I mean?
Right.
And so just, you know, having some self-control,
right.
Recognizing that stuff and things is not where our peace lies.
Yes.
And, you know, believing that at the end of the day, I'm going to get what I want. I'm going to have all of what I want.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Well, Felicia, I appreciate you being on our show today. You have shared so much with us. For those of you who are listening in, I need you to put this on repeat and listen to it over and over again. Also, we'll make sure that we'll have her information where you'll be able to go learn about her workshop and be a part of to get your house in order and make some decision, take some actions on where you can start and moving forward. And again, I appreciate you being here. Appreciate you being a part of the community. I'm going to throw this plug in. You got a book coming out soon.
Yes, I do. I have the Get Your House in Order, it's the book that goes with the actual workshop.
Yes.
And it just sort of talks about all the pillars. It's a great resource. You know, there's all kind of worksheets in there that'll help you sort of figure out your situation and get it together. So I'm really excited about that as a whole because I feel like it is the tool that people need to support
Absolutely.
The journey. Yeah.
And you're writing a chapter in the Woman Christian CEO book population.
Yes, yes,
so
yes.
She's going to share that wisdom and knowledge there also. So these powerful tools leaves us with what? No excuses.
Yeah, no excuses.
No excuses to move forward. So thank you for those who are listening in. Make sure you give us all those 5 stars. If you don't want to give us 5 stars, just don't
give us 5 stars.
No, 5 stars. We want all 5 stars. This was a great conversation. And thank you again. Until next time, be blessed, everyone.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening, Lady CEOs. Please share this podcast with your community. Don't forget to receive your free gift, the Coaching Starter Kit,